88.3 Southern FM.
On air and online via the free Community Radio Plus app. Download it now from the App Store or Google Play.
The InSight lander was sent to Mars with a very sensitive seismometer to measure Mars quakes. On September the 5th last year, the seismometer detected an acoustic wave of a meteor in the atmosphere of Mars and the Mars quake when the meteoroid struck the surface of the planet. In that sound file, you heard the meteoroid entering the atmosphere at an altitude of 15 kilometres, followed by it exploding into pieces and hitting the ground 85 kilometres away from the InSight lander. The impact sounds like a bloop due to a peculiar atmospheric effect heard when bass sounds arrive before the high-pitched sounds. The Mars Reconnaissance Orbiter later passed overhead and photographed three new impact craters. After combing through 3 years of data, scientists were able to identify three other impacts. They occurred on 2020 May 27 and 2021 February 18 and August 31. These occurred between 85 and 290 kilometres from the lander. In its 4 years on Mars, InSight has detected over 1,300 Mars quakes, most of them small. Well, the mission is nearing its end because dust is settling on the solar panels, blocking sunlight. Sometime between next month and January, there will be insufficient power to operate InSight. In May last year, China's Tianwen spacecraft entered orbit around the planet Mars and deployed the Zhurong rover to the surface. The landing site was in southern Utopia Planitia, which is a topographically transitional region between the southern highlands and the northern lowlands. 45 years earlier, the United States' Viking 2 landed on a different part of Utopia. Now, Utopia consists of smooth plains of volcanic and sedimentary strata that infilled the Utopia impact crater. It is inferred to have hosted an ancient ocean. Zhurong carries a ground-penetrating radar to determine the subsurface structure. Over 100 Martian days, as the rover moved 1,100 metres, the radar gave a detailed subsurface image profile to a depth of 100 metres. The results show the regolith in this region of Mars is less than 10 metres thick. Regolith is the layer of unconsolidated solid material covering the bedrock of a planet. Below that is an approximately 70-metre-thick, multi-layered structure suggesting the occurrence of episodic hydraulic flooding sedimentation. While no direct evidence for the existence of liquid water was found, the scientists analysing the data cannot rule out the presence of saline ice in the subsurface. Zhurong's rover penetrating radar works in two frequency bands. The high frequency channel at 450 to 2150 megahertz can penetrate 3 to 10 meters. The low frequency channel at 15 to 95 megahertz can penetrate to roughly 100 meters. The actual depth received depends on the dielectric properties of the surface materials. The results show that a multi-layered subsurface structure exists. A 20-metre-thick layer below the regolith has small boulders and cobbles. The 50-metre thick layer below that has metre-scale boulders. An important structural feature is the smooth transitions between layers. This in contrast with the subsurface structure at the InSight landing site in Western Planitia, where sharp interfaces are imaged in between basaltic and sedimentary strata. This indicates that resurfacing in the Zhurong landing area occurred around 1.6 billion years ago. These new radar results have allowed Chinese scientists to propose a geological history of southern Utopia Planitia. This involves a catastrophic flood event leading to the formation of a fining upward sequence of conglomerate deposits as the flood discharge subsided. Over the following billion years, there were transient floods or reworking by weathering and repeated meteoroid impacts. This resulted in smaller boulders and cobbles atop the consolidated older sediments. Water was subsequently lost to high latitudes, leaving the near-surface regolith dry and subject to wind-driven erosion and deposition processes experienced today. One of the holy grails of Martian exploration is to find liquid water. At the Zhurong landing site, the average temperature is around 220 Kelvin, well below the 373 Kelvin freezing point of water. This is also below the temperatures at which sulfate and carbonate brines can remain liquid. However, perchlorate brine can just remain liquid at 220 Kelvin. However, the scientists conclude that if perchlorate brine exists, it is below 80 metres in depth. The Zhurong radar results were published last week in the journal Nature. Well, we've just got time to play a song by Stacey Fox. It's called Water on Mars.
There's water on Mars, subglacial reservoirs, full of hydrogen and oxygen. We can make rocket fuel and search the stars. Let's kick some dirt around. Look, permafrost on the ground, above 60 degrees land. There's lots of ice to be found. There's a treasure map. Follow the water with that. Arcadia Planitia. That's where we're currently at. There's water.
Well, this has been The Space Show. I'm Andrew Rennie.